Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, let's go. Monday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour, a new week of Southern Miss Sports Talk on the air. We're glad you're with us. Opening segment of the show sponsored every day by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Today is no different. We appreciate all that Dickey's does to support Southern Miss and to support the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Bob Kelly and Andrew. And we're glad you're with us this afternoon. It's Monday, so we always visit with our good friend and baseball coach Christian Ostrander. Golden Eagles 23rd in this week's D1 poll. No movement at all. RPI moves up to number 38. That's after a 2-2 week where they drop the weeknight game to Alabama, but go win the series on the road against Texas State. Three teams from the conference remain in the top 25. Troy, number 20 this week. Coastal, 21. The Golden Eagles, number 23. Coach Christian Ostrander joins us. And, Coach, let's reverse it this weekend. Let's go from Sunday back till Friday, because I know a lot of people were talking about the game yesterday. But you made such an, I thought, interesting point to me off the air, and I think it does get lost in the way the game ended yesterday, how your team just battled back time and time again after being down four runs at one point, I think four runs a second time, but never would give in and took a lead into the eighth inning. So overall, your impressions of that effort and the weekend, which overall was a good one.
Yeah, I thought they played extremely hard this weekend. Unfortunate, how yesterday ended. That's obvious. That's a tough loss, when your guys battled back so hard. After a team with their back against the wall comes out and gets on the board first, and then you claw back, go ahead, and just really what our guys did, and the energy in that day, it was awesome. And just to see it kind of evaporate and really earned by them, other than the last two, the hit by pitch to win the game, but getting to that point to where they tied it up, they earned that. I mean, they did. Colby Allen, if you were talking to him, he'd be the first one to tell you he would love to have two pitches back and out of that outing. And that's what's so crazy about baseball, man, is you're one strike away, one pitch away from sweeping the series, and then to go to losing a game. And baseball's awesome, but it's cruel, and you got to stay with it and handle adversity. And I really thought our guys did a great job this weekend of kind of getting back, getting good vibes back, and playing hard.
I think for the second week you played a team, a conference team that maybe isn't getting all the publicity, but I think was much better than their record indicated. Is that a fair observation?
I think every team you play, you can say that about. I think, it's when you play somebody, it's when you catch that arm, that starter, is he hot? It's just – you just don't ever know, and you got to play clean baseball. You got to play good baseball to win. And we beat two really good starters Friday and Saturday, and then yesterday I thought did a good job of staying in there in the middle of the ring. Landon Payne's performance giving us a chance, and just like I said, unfortunately, a perfect ending of the story would have been you won that, but it didn't. But there's still a lot of positives that we took from that.
Coach, can you? I guess first off, speak on just what Landon did in that game. That obviously he's been hot and cold, but man, he was on. I mean, number one, can you speak to that performance in itself? And B, just curious, I know he was at 45 pitches. Is that the reason you make the decision to pull him after that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, 3 2/3 innings, that's the most. I know him better than others, and starts running out of gas a little bit. And he did his job, and he did exactly what we needed, and he gave us a chance to win the game. We didn't finish it for him. But what he did well was he filled the zone up, and he had all pitches working. So really did a good job of executing and expanding the zone and throwing those sliders out of the zone after landing the cutters in the zone. So I think he's been more hot than cold personally, but I think he's done a great job.
Can I ask, where do you kind of go now with your bullpen? Obviously, you shook up the starting rotation. Some guys, not so much Landon like we just mentioned, but, some guys are hot and cold. Do you start going back to guys that you haven't thrown for a while? I mean, I know there's a few guys we haven't seen in a few weeks. I mean, what's kind of your plan of attack moving forward for the bullpen?
Yeah, stay tuned. You'll probably see some guys that hadn't been out there in a while. So we got, it's going to be a staff game tomorrow, in my opinion. And next week we got a Tuesday, Wednesday before you go back on conference. You're going to see guys that hopefully been patiently waiting and keeping their mindset right and ready to go out there and help us win.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question of the plan for this week, since you play Tuesday and because of the Easter holiday on Sunday, you got to play again on Thursday. Is that kind of just one of those tough turnarounds that you have to do?
It is. Most people in the country that are playing a midweek game will have a Tuesday, Thursday, turnaround. So with the Easter holiday and weekend and stuff. So, but yeah, we're prepared for it, ready to go.
And last thing, I just wanted to ask about Matt Adams. I know it's probably tough for most pitchers to start twice in one week. How did you kind of assess his Sunday one, and how much did that kind of attribute to just the fact that he was on little rest, having to probably take on a big load?
It might have affected it, but I trust Matt. I wouldn't have started him if he gave me any reservations, and I think their relationship's such to where he wouldn't tell me what I just want to hear, So, whatever. I think they just kind of ambushed him, jumped him, and made it tough. But that's what happens when you on the road and you're playing the team you're playing. You just beat them twice and run-rolled them the day before. They were rabid. They were mad, so they came out.
Coach, speaking of pitchers, how would you describe Cross Civilly's game at this point?
I think it needs to improve. I think, and he'd be the one to tell you he needs to get back on the horse and ride it like he knows he's capable of. So he will. There's not a doubt in my mind. And he, after the other night, I thought last Tuesday at Alabama, I loved what his stuff looked like. I thought it was spot on. I thought sometimes you don't always, get the out or don't give up the hit. But I'd liked how his body moved. But Friday night, it just wasn't moving as good. And he knows that. We've had a long talk, so he's ready to get back out there as well.
Is it a mechanical tweak?
No, I think it's more mentality. It's a mind. It's a perspective. It's going through your mental checklist type stuff. I'm a big believer. The mind, body, then the ball. So if your mind isn't right, then nothing else will move right.
And I wanted to ask you about the injury situation or lack thereof, because it seems like, unless there are things that we don't know about, little nagging things here or there are always going to pop up, but by and large, knock on wood, fingers crossed, everything else, you guys have weathered this season pretty well so far.
Yeah, I'm going to knock on that wood right now since you bring that up.
Thanks, Kelly.
So we'll see.
I'm assuming Davis he's good to go after having that, I guess you'd call it, bump and bruise on Tuesday night?
Seems to be. We were cautious with it. It was tender, obviously, and take 94 off the wrist. It doesn't feel good. He seems like a great response. We kind of really dodged a bullet there.
About a minute and a half left in this segment, Coach. A guy that I think we sometimes – he's been around so long, I think we take him for granted sometimes. But Carson Pato has been such a figure on the team. Another great, great weekend from him. What has this kid meant to the program in his 4 or 5 years here, Coach?
Well, I think he embodies, what's so special about this place, about how a young man could come here and have a great experience, man, and just, you know, something that he'll remember the rest of his life. And then, you know, and he gives something back to the fans and the community by being a, you know, four-year starter, just a fixture, you know, and there's a relationship, really, is what it feels like. And, you know, and I think that's he knows it, he feels it, and, you know, and he's helped us achieve some great things, a lot of championships and you know, just special moments. So, you know, he's going to be a Golden Eagle forever, for sure.
And he'll go down as one of the really great power hitters that we've had in this program. Is that not fair to say?
I would think so. Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, he's done it, you know, for multiple years. So I think that statement is true.
Yeah. We're talking to Coach Christian Ostrander after the Golden Eagles go 2-2 on the week, win the series against Texas State, and get ready for a Thursday, Friday, Saturday matchup with Georgia State. Some business to take care of between now and then, and I'm going to ask Coach O about that coming up. And I say, Coach O, they called him that all weekend. It just drove me crazy. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, I did. It was – there's a different coach. I don't know, unless Coach Oz wants to be Coach O, but –
Coach Oz, you don't want to be known as Coach O now, do you? That's what they called you all weekend.
No, thanks.
Although if LSU wanted to cut him a check for $18 million, he'd probably take it.
Maybe. We'll be back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We're talking to Coach Christian Ostrander on Monday, as we do every week. This segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, campusbookmart.net. Be a great place to go before this weekend's ball games. Pick yourself up some new Southern Miss swag. She's got plenty of it, and Miss Kathleen is the best. So be sure to tell her we said hello from the Eagle Hour. Golden Eagles 23rd in this week's D1 poll. Coach, oftentimes we'll get messages from fans who ask us to relay questions to you. I guess it's their way of talking to you a bit. So I'm going to relay one that came to me this morning. And we had a fan text me and ask me if you would comment on the status of Ben Riley Flowers and Cal Culpepper, two of your pitchers that I think were injured maybe early in the year. Maybe you can update us on those kids.
Yeah, they're healthy, ready to roll. Should see them soon.
Is it maybe tomorrow night, huh?
Could be, yep. Ben Riley actually just got a shot in his hips last 10 days ago, so I think responded well. And Cal, I mean, just guys that are patiently waiting. I've chosen not to go to them, and that's not anybody's, you know, that lies on me. So, you know, it's not by anything personal by any means, but their opportunities – very, very, very well come here pretty soon.
Is that a tough part of coaching?
Sure it is. Yeah, I mean, managing a pitching staff is one of the hardest things, in my opinion. You know, because you want to make the right choices. You kind of run with the group that kind of shows you what you think you need to see the most? Does that mean that that young man that's standing over there couldn't go and do what he did or do it better? Sure, we don't know unless you give him the opportunity. But, you know, it's there's no experimentation, not a lot of room for it, and every game, so the magnification of every game, and, you know, so it's a tough part. I've been there, and that's what I can sympathize with him. I was that pitcher in college that I wanted to be out there every time, you know, and you should have that want and desire, but you got to keep yourself ready. And sometimes you get all the opportunities or more opportunities than somebody else, and sometimes you don't, and you just got to deal with it.
I want to ask you about maybe something that has been on the more positive note. J.B. Middleton, you know, yeah, we talked a few positive weeks ago how he needed to step up and go deeper. And, man, he's really looked like the true Friday ace these last couple weeks. What has he been doing differently that has elevated his game?
Well, he like the other night, last past Friday, I don't think he had his best stuff. It wasn't like South Alabama night or whatever. But it's good stuff. His not best stuff is still really good. You know, but man, he competed hard, and that was fun to see. I mean, he competed himself to seven innings, and that's what you need. That's what a Friday night guy does. And, he did a great job, and very proud of him. And hopefully just this second half of the conference slate, these next 15 games or next five starts for him, that he'll continue to grow.
What can you tell us about Southeastern? They're on a roll right now. I mean, I think they've won 9 of their last 10. They're coming up on the 30 win margin. I mean, what's going on in Hammond?
Their numbers look ridiculous. So I don't know. I can't really speak. I haven't really watched much at all yet. But I will, you know, this evening and tomorrow morning. But I mean it's a good opponent, and it's always a great atmosphere there. They, you know, when we go there, and they obviously got some mojo going, some momentum. So it'll be a big challenge, and to go in there and, you know, and especially one where I know we're going to have to, you know, kind of staff this thing and put this 9-inning puzzle together. So on the mound. So, but I trust our guys. I know they're going to go compete, be ready for it. And I know we want to go get back in that win column, you know, so that's what we're going to focus on.
Coach, you talked about the difficulty of managing a pitching staff in general, and with the college landscape as it is now, with transfer portal, with NIL, with graduation, and, of course, the Major League Draft, which the Southern Miss baseball program has been proven to be a go-to well for a lot of teams in the draft. How soon will you be able to know pretty well what else you're going to need and who you might lose in the upcoming offseason? Because I know it's never too early to be thinking about it.
You know, you can try to forecast the best you can. I remember in summer, you know, in 2022 with that staff, and really good, best staff I've ever had or been associated with. And, you know, we've kind of felt like we felt three arms are fixing to get, you know, taken. Well, then you get six. I mean, you know, you didn't forecast well. And then you have a kid leaving the portal. So, boom, you all of a sudden you're like scrambling, you know, like what do you got to do here? So now really learned a lesson that summer, you know, to try to forecast a little better and try to prepare for the worst case scenario maybe and, you know, and go from there. So, it's constantly evolving. It changes and you know, and but you start, you know, the later you get, you start getting a little better idea with, you know, some of those questions.
Well, Coach, I guess we're about 60% through the league schedule. I could be off on that a little bit. Coastal Carolina, one game ahead in first place. Southern Miss and Troy, a game behind, 10-5. App State now just a game out in third place. And Georgia State, your opponent this weekend, 8-7. And so this morning I'm looking down the you know, the list of upcoming conference games, trying to figure out who's got the best shot down here. And it's just almost impossible to say. It just seems like there are no easy outs, because you look at a team like Arkansas State that's not even in the top five, and it looks like they're vastly improved. There really doesn't seem to be an easy out in the league this year.
Yeah, I don't think there is. And, you know, we're actually at the 50% point. We're halfway through. So you got 15 more conference games. And, you know, so anything can happen. And then it's a grind. It's a dogfight. You don't know what that magic number is to win the league. All you can do is try to control what you can control, and that's how you play.
39 base hits in three games over the weekend. The team's swinging the bat well.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It's they're doing a great job and giving us opportunities and stuff. And again, we were, you know, one pitch away of really putting together a powerful weekend, which right. is still, you can't let one pitch say it wasn't a powerful weekend. I'm just very proud of the guys, you know, for how they're competing. And they know what's at stake. They know what we're trying to achieve and, you know, what we have to do. And, you know, winning's hard. It's you don't ever, you know, take it for granted.
And Ock and Colby Allen are two relievers you've really relied on a lot. And, of course, I'm sure both of those kids a little disappointed with yesterday. But I'm going to assume your message to them is positive and keep pitching because we need you.
100%, yeah. I mean, it's you got to handle failure. When you're in those roles, when you're in those leverage situations on the end of a game, whether it's save or whatever, you can't hide. You're either going to get it done or you're not. And you know, and you got to be able to handle that. And you know, so it's not always perfect. And there's going to be times where you don't get it done. And you just got to learn from both.
Coach Oz, I was looking down the standings, and I know you're probably not paying too much attention to it, but man, it has to suck that you don't get a chance to play Coastal. Because I mean, not getting to play them, I mean, they could win the conference, and you not even get a chance to play them on the field. I mean, is that frustrating for you guys?
Well, we have no control of it. I mean, we are giving the schedule. The schedule is given to us by the Sun Belt Conference. So you have absolutely zero control. They give you what, here's where you're playing, where you're playing them, when you're playing them, and that's what you write down on your calendar and stuff. So all we can hope for is have a chance to square up with them in the conference tournament.
Any guess on how they decide it? I know you got your West teams, but is it just luck of the draw, you feel like, or is it luck of the draw for you, you feel like?
You know, there might be an algorithm to it or some metrics to it that I'm just not totally aware of. And, you know, again, it's, you know, for me, it's just kind of whatever. You know, whatever they give us is what we got to go with. And, you know, there's nothing, we can't control it.
All right, Coach, you got one more game before you get to come home. How tough has this road trip been?
It's been pretty challenging, I guess. You know, we were a MASH unit. We were sick as a dog for about 6 days of this trip, you know, and we had about 12 guys that probably got diagnosed with something. And but I think we're on the backside of that. We've weathered storms. We've played well at times, and we didn't play well at times. And but at the end of it all, I mean, when you play 56 ball games, you know, there's going to be a period in there where you might not be playing your exact best, and you just got to handle it, got to deal with it, and weather it. And I thought we were in that cloud, but this weekend, man, these guys, I really felt them, and heard them, and saw them come together. So I think they're ready to compete, and you know, and just get back to playing the game the way we're capable of.
And did any of you coaches come down with this virus? We never did ask y'all that.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, so the kids recover easier than the coaches. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Some of them, good. I felt pretty sorry for a few of them. So it's especially when you're on a sleeper bus too. So
a sleeper bus with the flu, that had to be a part of the season you'll remember for a while, I would think, Coach Oz.
Yeah, I'm sure they did a good job of cleaning those buses when they got them back to their warehouse.
Okay, we have established that you do not want to be named Coach O moving forward. Is that correct? We can notify the people in Texas of that?
Absolutely, yeah. Oz is fine.
Okay, that's good with us too. Thanks, Coach. We appreciate you.
All right, thank y'all.
Coach Christian Ostrander, everybody, every Monday. Pretty good mood, I thought.
There isn't really a tough out in the league, but when Andrew was talking about the schedules, and I know he doesn't, I know Coach Oz has got bigger fish to fry, but I'd like to have Coastal Carolina's remaining schedule.
Oh, for yeah. sure. Just the RPI standpoint alone, yeah. I mean, do you want your top dogs battling it out? But what do I know?
Ideally, that's the way you'd like to have it. But he's essentially right. You know, you're going to have to beat him in the tournament.
Emergency message, get off the bridge. The season has not ended.
Call the divers out of the water.
They're going to play again tomorrow night, Kelly, believe it or not.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
C
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
I want to thank Coach Oz, not Coach O. He made that pretty clear. Coach Oz, where did they get that over the weekend? Anyway,
feels like they pulled that one out of a rear end.
I think you may be right.
And you know, they were great announcers. I want to make that clear.
They did a good job.
I was really entertained by all they had to say, but that was the eyebrow raise of where did you pull that from?
For 3 days.
Yeah.
This went on for 3 days.
Even straight up said that's what they call them in Hattiesburg. I'm like, who?
As a play-by-play guy myself, I think sometimes play-by-play guys try to get a little bit too cute with thinking, you know, when they call them these nicknames and stuff, it's like they're best friends with these guys, and it's a little annoying, actually.
All right, 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of the program. Be a great place for you to go and have lunch any day this week. Also want to thank our good friends at Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour, and MCS Home Center out in Bellevue. I was out there over the weekend, and it is just a beautiful facility. Got everything you could possibly want for your home, for your lawn, for your garden. It is we're fortunate to have that. MCS Home Center in Bellevue on Highway 98 West. All right, so we are in the process now of sending out our teams to get people off the bridges. And I just got word, Kelly, we have pulled 3 out of the water.
The divers are still there?
The divers are still there.
They're almost there 24/7, ready to...
The diver was shouting, the RPI went up. There's no need to commit suicide.
This is still a good team, and you do hate to... And normally you could point to one side or the other. Well, they didn't score enough runs. Well, they certainly did.
They scored plenty of runs.
Yeah, they scored plenty of runs.
They left 10 on base. Yeah.
The pitching staff just didn't come through, and that's a great teacher of the game of life.
What would be the one thing that would I think the one thing that may concern me as much about the team as anything is what you just said, Andrew.
What?
Leaving so many people on base, it's so frustrating.
Honestly, I'm more concerned about the back end pitching.
I was just going to say consistency.
Because that is going to be the difference for you come tournament time and postseason. And they don't look like a team that can go past 2 days in a tournament right now. I mean, like, you got JB and Graydon, they'll give you 6 innings, and then you should get a couple quality innings out of maybe 1 or 2 guys. And then after that, like, you really only have 3-4 arms you can count on. And after that, it's... Oof.
And I want to go back to, if we can, just briefly, because Andrew talked about the schedule that Coastal's got. Coastal and Southern Miss do not play each other this year. But when you look at Southern's schedule that they've got left, they still have...
Coastal's got it made.
But Southern Miss still has got Troy. You know, they've Georgia State's not going to be a pushover, you know. So those are a couple of series. And I'm missing somebody still that's really good that they have to play, Southern Miss.
You will.
There you go, Louisiana Lafayette. But now Andrew's going to tell us who Coastal Carolina
has left. The
toughest
team Coastal has left is App State, who's playing very good baseball right now. We'll give them credit. You know, they've been on the up and up the past 2 years, but they've got Marshall at home. You would think at least if that was on the road that might help them, but no. They've got JMU, who's not what they were last year. You got App State in Conway, of course, so you got that home series. And then they've got ULM and ODU. So, I mean, the driver's seat's in Coastal's favor now, unless somebody can do Southern Miss favors. But that's what I hate about the top dogs not playing each other.
And if it does come down to one game in seeding at the tournament at the end of the year, you think about that game yesterday. Oh, that was one that would
just couldn't
get to the boat.
I think, and you know, we've talked about how big it is to, you know, one way or the other, I think whoever wins the regular season as well as the conference tournament of these top three, they're going to get in the at-large. But I think just because of where Southern Miss's back-end pitching is now, there's more pressure to win the regular season than the actual tournament.
And again, you're not going to get to play the team that's in first place. It's pretty frustrating.
And Southeastern Louisiana, we're scheduled to have Coach Bobby Barbier of SLU on the show tomorrow. And as Andrew said, they're playing really good baseball right now. So you'd think that every once in a while you'd get a midweek game that you could breathe a little bit. But
And I hope everybody was paying attention to what Coach said in those first two segments. It's going to be pitched by committee tomorrow night, and you're going to see people you have not seen all year.
Well, and I think we kind of need to see it, and for everybody who was asking for it, you're going to get it.
Apparently so.
But, yeah, I mean, they were going to have to do that regardless. That's just a tough – this has been a brutal road stretch, a tough turnaround. Like, yeah, this is your last road game of this tough road stretch, but then it's like, oh, okay, turn around and play a day and a half later. I mean, it's just this was a rough stretch of the schedule.
And if you want to be too critical of them when they were in West Virginia, think about a two-day bus drive where a dozen people on the bus have the flu. Now, how pleasant could that be, and how good a shape could you be in when you get there to actually go compete?
If you've ever traveled with a team on a bus, how pleasant is it anyway
when they're
in a
healthy
bus? Yes.
It's miserable when they're healthy.
Yes, it is. Yes. And if you got any back issues at all, those bus seats are not exactly...
No, and then you got a fever, and you're throwing up, and you're coughing. It must have just been a joy. It must have been a joy.
Please get home, guys. Let's get back
here. All right, so softball was doing good until Kelly went to a game. Was that the report I got?
Yeah. What, Kelly?
And they gave up 9 runs the minute Kelly got in the building?
They did.
It was a beautiful night. Everything was made for a great series between Southern Miss and Texas State. Nice crowd on hand. Like I said, couldn't be better weather-wise. And Texas State comes out and hammers the Eagles.
They played like they were the defending Sun Belt champs.
You're not kidding, boy. It didn't matter who Southern Miss threw. Texas State was on them like Oprah on a cheesecake, man.
My one critique, and I mean, they threw Jana Lee, who's been their best pitcher, and there was nothing happening. Now, of course, defense played terrible.
Yes.
I mean, five errors, and we've talked about how they're not the best fielding team, but, man, they couldn't get her out of it to save her life. But, you know, my one coaching critique, and I mean, let's face it, they got beat in almost every facet of the game. But, you know, I thought they should have threw Kayla Gardenia on Saturday because, you know, as we talked about, Texas State has one of the best pitchers in the league. She definitely proved it. Southern Miss's lineup, who was red hot, had no answers for her. She was going to pitch Friday, and she pitched on Sunday. So that means you're getting the number 2 on Saturday. Why not throw your best pitcher on in that matchup? That way you can try and steal a game from, you know, a team that is a favorite to win the league. And but even then, that's nitpicking. I mean, they were – I don't – even then, that's wishful thinking.
And we talked last week when Coach Poole was on the show that they've learned to win series now. Now they have to learn how to battle for titles. So that was a real litmus test. And Texas State was up to the challenge, and let's just say – Southern Miss was not.
Yeah, they are now 7-7 in the league. I think they're now 4 games back from first. So, I mean, they're still in the upper part of the league. There's still a lot to play for, and they still have a really favorable stretch of weekend series is coming up.
And clearly better than they were last
year. Yeah, for
so
sure.
So anytime in any fan base, you just want to see that your teams are improving.
And you know, they did play a lot better in the next two. I mean, both of those games, it was one swing of the bat away from, you know, having a tied game or even taking the lead. But, you know, Texas State's just, they're the team that's been there. I mean, they're one of the tougher teams of the mid-major realm in softball.
And I have a full confession here too, Bob. About the fourth inning of the softball game, I left.
Did you? Well, it was 9-0.
But I went to Fourth Street and had about – well, I had Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Did you have one for each run?
Or three. Yeah.
You kind of reminded me of something, and I checked on it while y'all were talking. I do have some bad news. You said Oprah Winfrey. I checked. Her friend Gail King from the CBS Morning News and Katy Perry went up in the Amazon rocket today, and unfortunately it has returned.
Let's talk real news. Southern Miss football had its spring game this weekend.
Don't play that sound effect while we're talking about spring football.
Well, it was a spring. It was typical spring football. You know, we saw about 40 plays, first-team offense. Most of the first team offense. I think they held out a few guys more so on the first team defense. I mean, offense, there was only 2 touchdowns, but they moved the ball really well. And the quarterbacks couldn't run, which is a big part of Braylon Braxton's game. So he was still 5 for 6 with, I think, about 50 yards. You know, Braylon Brown, the wide receiver from Marshall. Man, he looked really special. I mean, he looked like he's going to be a big part of the defense the offense. The passing game looked good. The wide receivers, I think, are as deep as they have talked about. So it's probably my biggest takeaway. Although running back's a little thin, but they're banged up there right now.
And really, how much do you get to see?
Not much.
But one thing that has kind of surprised you, Andrew, is you thought there would be an exodus this morning of guys in the transfer portal, but that so far has not been the case.
Seen 2. which Jalen Washington, running back from Houston, that wasn't a surprise. He hasn't really been with, to my knowledge, with the team. So he hit the portal. Drew Lawson, who was a 12-game starter last season on the O-line, he hit the portal this morning. I haven't seen more, but I suspect they're going to be in the 20 realm range of departures and incoming players from the portal. Coach Huff did mention that they are going to put an emphasis on the defensive side. Definitely the defensive line, defensive ends. That front seven does – I mean, they just need the bodies for starters, but yeah. They definitely could use
the help. Does the spring game wrap up spring football?
Yes.
So it's done.
It's done.
But it doesn't stop people from transferring, Bob.
Don't stop. Well, that never stops. About tomorrow.
Right? Yeah. Hey, yeah, this is good song selection. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Yeah.
That's the world of the transfer portal.
No kidding.
How about Tennessee telling their quarterback who held out, adios,
amigo.
Good deal. We'll be back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Stay informed with the Pine Belt News. It's your go-to source for news and sports coverage in Hattiesburg. You can also explore their other publications, Signature Magazine. You can get the Pine Belt News delivered to your home for just $35 a year or $55 annually if you live outside of Forest and Lamar counties. Hey, don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can just tell Siri or Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And also want to say hello to our friends at Mobe Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg, as well as D-Bat on Hardy Street. There's all kinds of good stuff.
When is Luke Hardy Reynolds Street coming on the show?
Well, we need to reach back out to Luke. We've tried to set him up a couple times, and things have kind of fallen through, but now that you've reminded me of that and Oprah Winfrey, I'll try to check on that when we get
I don't think
air.
We're going to get Oprah, though.
No.
Especially after what I said about
yes,
her.
No. And the unfortunate news that her friend is back.
Yeah.
King. Yeah, we were kind of hoping she'd be the man on the
just,
moon.
Just
if
keep
you know
going.
What I'm saying. Right. Yeah. Yeah. A no-return Amazon delivery. That's what we were hoping for, right?
But unfortunately, you don't always get what you want.
No.
No, that's been the case in Hattiesburg a lot lately.
That is right. And that was also a famous song by the Rolling Stones.
Oh, I thought anytime you ask questions about music, I'm going to Frank Zappa because he's your guy.
He is my guy.
You know, hey, and,
see, we can ask Andrew questions. You used to ask Dima, and it was just like a deer in the headlights.
Oh, yeah.
But Andrew seems to have a little more knowledge about that.
I do.
Andrew was a big Bay City Rollers fan.
Saturday night, man. Boom.
Look at that.
Wow!
Actually, quiz me, Kelly.
That is impressive. About as impressive as the Lady Eagle golf team right now. How'd you like that for a
what
segue?
What a segue!
They are at the conference championship. You guys, the 2025 Sun Belt Championship begins today at the Lakewood Club in Point Clear, Alabama. The reason the timing of this is so good is because their last event they won at the ULM Invitational. So we're hoping, you know, good news for the Lady Eagles under first year coach Colton Cowan. Junior Taylor Tribble is kind of leading the way right now. She'll be joining seniors Momoka Ando, you know, our Star Wars name, and Elena Melich. they've been contributors throughout the season. But really, one of the ones you want to watch is the freshman class. Louise Kivers has been playing really well, and she'll be joined by a couple of our foreign players, Alma Betteré and Fernanda Gorostiaga, and they are making the trip to Point Clear as the alternate. Round one is today. We'll keep you.
That's Oprah on a cheesecake.
No, that is Hump the Wonder Camel, for the record. But today is day one of the 3-day tournament. We'll let you know how they're doing.
Well, there's going to be a new Netflix documentary about former Southern Miss alum Brett Favre. It's called The Fall of Favre. More positive news coming out. It will tell the story of Favre's pursuit of Jen Sterger and his involvement in the Mississippi welfare case. It will debut on May 20th. So I'm sure that'll rouse some people up.
We had The Rise of Skywalker starring Momoka Ando Fall of Favre. Coming up in May. Maybe we can get Momoka Ando.
I don't think there's many Star Wars people listening to this show, Kelly. I'm going to go out on a limb and maybe project that.
Perhaps you're right. Although Luke Johnson, remember Bob? Luke Johnson, Dr. Luke Johnson.
Dr.
Now,
Luke Johnson,
yes,
to you.
Has received his doctorate. I remember.
That made news and notes?
Well, but Luke is a big Star Wars fan. When they ran one of the promos and he heard the Emperor's voice, who we all thought was dead, and then we heard the Emperor's laugh, he sent it to us on our phones. Goes, and the Emperor Palpatine, he's back. He's back.
So. Have you got something useful to talk about, Andrew?
I just gave you one.
Oh, okay.
Man.
Anything else? You still have a minute and 40 seconds to kill.
Well, you know, high school baseball playoffs start this week, and I'm not ready for it.
You're pretty excited about it?
Where did the season go, honestly?
Hey, while we're on that subject, JoJo Parker of Purvis. I've been talking to a lot of Major League scouts who've been looking at Pearl River and Southern Miss guys. JoJo Parker at Purvis High School may be a top 10 pick in the upcoming Major League Baseball draft.
His brother's probably going to be within the first two rounds, too.
I think, yeah.
They're incredible.
They really are. And Summerall normally has kind of phoned it in. Mm-hmm. Purvis has given some battle throughout the last couple of years, but man, with those Parker kids, again,
just them though. I mean, they're top to bottom. They're filled with JUCO guys who, if this is a few years ago before the portal, I'd argue they got four guys that are D1 level players. I mean, that's bottom line.
And Tony Farlow's been coaching there a long time, and I suspect maybe this will be his last year.
Maybe not. Other news and notes, Camden Clark of PRCC just announced his commitment to Southern Miss. He is a pitcher.
From West Jones High School.
Yes, I'm pulling up his numbers at this moment.
And again, Dr. Luke Johnson had told us to watch out for Camden Clark, that he's going to be a really good player for Southern Miss.
Well, I can't find him, but I know he's a sub-3 ERA guy. He's got 46 strikeouts and about 35 innings, so he's been pretty good for the Wildcats.
Yeah, they're a wagon. Pearl River has 10 runned all four of their last four opponents.
Good grief.
They're up against Gulf Coast tomorrow as the MACCC begins to wind down baseball play.
Is it crazy to think postseason baseball is, I mean, it's basically here?
It is. I mean, because after the Easter holiday, I mean, May is when tournaments, the postseason, and we're going to be live at the Sunbelt tournament.
We are for 3 days. Yes, look forward to that. They start baseball too early and end it too soon.
I agree with that.
It's a summer sport, spring and summer sport.
They're called the boys of the summer for a reason.
That's exactly right. Yeah. See how clever he is?
In Iowa, in the state I was born in, the state high school
tournament. They play it in the summer.
Yeah, they do. It's not even part of the academic calendar. Bob, are you having a Joe Biden moment over there?
Yeah,
I think he was having a Biden moment.
Southern Miss.
To the top. Into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.